obtain. But this scripture hit me right between the eyes. And I had read it once. I've read it again. This is my fourth time reading it.
Okay.
Hebrews 12, 2-3.
Okay.
Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way. He took the cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there, in the place of honor, right alongside God. When you find yourselves flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item. That long litany of hostility he plowed through that will shoot adrenaline into your souls. Ooh, hallelujah. If that doesn't speak volumes to people, is that God went through on earth what we're going through now.
He did.
He suffered and he died. And he died for you, listener. And he cares about you. He loves you. He of all the people that I know, he loves me the most.
He loves us all the same, Betty. I just news to you there.
That's right.
But you know what? Praise God, and thank you both for talking about the book, because we want to get as many books out as we possibly can. The publisher has been so great. First time I've ever published with Zulon, and man, they're just great. I just love it. So we're excited about the ministry of this new manuscript. Praise God. Praise God, yes, for getting it into print. And
yes,
now the goal is to get it out there.
That's right.
To as many people as we can.
And she's starting on another one soon.
I've already started it.
Have you started it?
Chapter two already.
Oh, wow.
I'm writing. Yeah,
you
it's
go,
gonna girl. Be really, really cool. Really cool. I want to start the second hour with a song that's been on my heart today. The Hurt and the Healer by Mercy Me. See if it speaks to your heart.
Take my heart and breathe it It's the moment when humanity is overcome by majesty. Take this heart and breathe it back to life. I fall into your arms open wide. When the hurt and the healer collide. Jesus, come and break my fear. Wake my heart and take my tears. Find your glory.
The hurts that you may have right now, dear one. We all have some. A hurt can be healed by the healer. I love that song by Mercy Me. It says so much. God is just waiting to heal your heart today. Mm-hmm. He just wants to really show up big in you and for you. We're going to Mark chapter 3, verse 1. And we're talking a story about Jesus going into the meeting place where he found a man with a crippled hand. I talked about this morning in our service. The Pharisees had their eyes on Jesus to see if he would heal him, hoping to catch him in a Sabbath infraction. Did you know the devil is always looking to try to catch you in something? Okay? He can lead you down the path of unbelief. Oh, that's not going to happen. Oh, that's never going to happen. Or you're always going to be like that. And you go, yeah, I guess I am. And then he goes, oh, how could you not believe God? You know what I'm saying, Megan? The devil is so good about leading you down that path and you fall for the trap. So many of us do. And the Pharisees were trying to catch Jesus in a Sabbath day infraction.
They couldn't.
Why?
Because he's the Holy One.
And because he said to the man with his crippled hand, stand here where we can see you.
For all to see.
For all to see. And he defied the religious leaders saying, oh, you can't heal on the Sabbath. Oh, no. No. That'd be like somebody saying to us, oh, no, you can't have a healing service on Sunday. You know, that's doing work. You're praying over somebody. That's, oh, no, you can't do that. And that's really what the Jewish leaders were saying there. Oh, no, 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 you can't, you can't pray for anybody. No, not on the Sabbath. No, no, because that's
the law.
That's the law, and you'd be doing work on the Sabbath, okay? And Jesus said, oh, really? What kind of action then suits the Sabbath best? Doing good or doing evil?
Woo!
Is it better that I go out and do something terrible? Is that what you're saying I should do? Helping people or leaving them helpless? No one said a word.
Left them speechless.
He looked him in the eye. I love that. One after another, angry now. He was curious at their, no, furious, I'm sorry. Furious at their hard-nosed religion. Why, Betty? Why was he furious at these religious leaders?
Because he was who he says he is.
Right.
He was Jesus.
Yeah.
And I mean this in the utmost respect. He was a rebel.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to get through to these leaders.
Yes.
Who he was.
This was intentional. This whole story.
Yeah, it was.
This was intentional.
You said this morning.
He could have done it on the day before.
Yeah.
On Friday.
Yeah. But we're not under law.
No.
No, we're not under law anymore. No. So it's like, why can't I do this on Sunday? But I want to show you something. I'm going to do it right in front of you.
Right.
He reached out his hand. He was healed.
He was healed.
Immediately. It didn't take 30 seconds. It didn't take 2 hours. Miraculously.
He says to the man, hold out your hand. And the man said, oh, I don't think anything's going to happen. Why should I bother to do that? No, that's not what it says, right?
No.
What's it say, Betty?
It said, hold out your hand. He held it out. It was as good as new.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what else would you say? Well, the Pharisees got out as fast as they could because they couldn't believe their eyes
right.
that someone stood up to them mm-hmm. who had authority
right.
over them because he knew he was the Son of God.
They couldn't handle it.
They couldn't handle
people,
it.
People, Satan can't stand
no.
it when we are believing God for miracles, when we are saying, hey, come here, because this is where healing happens, right? Come here and join what's going on. God gave me that this morning in our prayer meeting early morning. We've been having church ever since 7 a.m. So, guys, if we're still pumped, we certainly are, aren't we? Because, and in our prayer time this morning before church, it was like, for us, it began at 7 a.m. It didn't begin for the rest of people to probably about 8:30, but still, it was powerful, and we kept hearing, God is the healer. He is the healer. He is the God that healeth me. You know, heal me, Lord. And I kept seeing those three words, and I whirled around in my desk chair and wrote them down on a piece of paper on a sticky note. I'm going to keep that sticky note forever because it says, where healing happens. New slogan for Beacon of Hope. It's going to go on our door. Where healing happens. Why is that significant? Megan?
Because in the presence of the Almighty, that's where healing happens.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like that song, I wrote this down. It says, humanity is overcome by majesty.
Woo! Love that. That was in that song? Yeah.
It's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing can stand against the power of God.
Oh, no.
Nothing.
Nothing.
No sickness, no hurt. Nothing can stand against the power of God.
If you're listening to this show right now, and I assume you are, whether you're doing it live or later on, if you're listening, then you're hearing this over and over again in this show, that Jesus is the healer. He's your healer. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to just heal your bodies. He wants to heal your hurts. He wants to heal those times where you feel like you've been betrayed, those times where someone's turned on you, where somebody divorced you perhaps, or walked away from you, or left you holding the bag in some situation in business, or whatever the case may be. And it hurts deeply. We all have hurts, Megan. All of us do. You losing your son, you and Ben, 5 years ago. Horrible. Horrible. But you have allowed the God that is your healer to do the healing process. It's a continual process.
It is. It's not, you can't turn and make a 180 on grief.
No.
Because we, it is with us, but the other thing that's with us is the glory and the peace of God.
Right.
And the strength
yes.
that we draw
yes.
from Him during those times.
Healing's a process for
it
a lot
is.
Of people. Sometimes it's miraculous. And, but for our ministry at Beacon of Hope, our first slogan, the main one here, is where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives, which that's still our slogan. But what's going, that's too much to put on the door. So what's going on the door is where healing happens, okay? And we are believing in Jesus' name that God wants to do a fresh round, or I don't, round's not the right word, season of healing, Betty, emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, relationship healing, people that have not seen eye to eye and have hurt each other. It's time for people to be healed and restored in their relationships, Betty.
I believe that, you know, God's going to close a gap on a lot of things in our lives. And what we have to do is, I have a scar on my chest. It was probably one of the most scariest times of my life. But, you know, I share that scar because I know that God was with me. God pumped life, new life, back into my heart. And that's what He wants to do for people, is He wants to put new life back into your heart. No matter what happened, no matter when it happened, it could have been yesterday, it could have been 45 years ago, it could have been 15 years ago. God wants to restore you and your relationship because it's called, sometimes we have to have, we have to forgive.
Yeah.
We have a lot of
yes.
unforgiveness.
Yes.
We have a lot of hatred.
Right.
We have a lot of
sometimes
jealousy.
Sometimes we got to deal with that. Yes.
But those do not come from God. Those comes from our unbelief, and Satan gets a foothold into our lives that we have to say, and you said it today, is resist him.
Yeah.
Let and tell it to flee from you.
Yes.
And even if you can't say those words, the only words you have to say is Jesus.
Yeah.
And he's there. He's on the scene.
And I believe you need to fall into agreement with wanting your healing, whether it's emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, because Jesus says, he looks him in the eye. Well, actually, he was looking all those religious leaders in the eye and furious at their hard-nosed religion. But then he said to the man, hold out your hand. Now, it was a command. Hold out your hand so you this crippledness, whatever was wrong with his hand, could be healed. And it says here, he held it out, and as he held it out, it became as good as new. So often, Megan, I believe we don't get our healing because we don't put our hand out for it.
Yeah, you don't. You're not stepping out in faith like the four friends of the paraplegic did by tearing the roof apart to get him to his healing. Be that bold. Be that bold. If God tells you to do it, do it. Don't stutter.
Well, you're
don't
not
stammer.
You're not saying that very wimpily.
No, ma'am.
Why not?
Because it's the truth. You have to get your healing. You got to tear through the roof.
Yeah, you do.
You got to tear through the tile, the mud, whatever it is that's holding you back from your healing. You got to get rid of it. Get it out of your way.
Woo! You know what that's saying? That you got to be aggressive.
Yes.
In the spirit.
Yes.
You
diligent.
Diligent. You got to pursue it. People, we can sit in our muck. We can sit in our old resentments and our unforgiveness and our hostility, our anger, our bitterness over something. We can sit there forever, or we can say, Lord, heal me. I want to be healed from this. I want to release forgiveness. I want to come out of the past. I don't want to live there anymore, Betty. Talk to us.
The devil can keep us bound in chains like you played at the beginning of the show.
Chain breaker. Zach Williams.
He wants to keep us in the dungeon. He wants us to keep us from being free.
Mm-hmm.
And when God calls you free, you are free indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that we have to grasp. We have to hold on to is that tearing off the tile, tearing off the mud, getting out of the prisons, breaking the chains, it takes surrender.
Yeah.
It takes obedience.
It does.
Along with faith, all of these things, like it's almost like looking at a bowl and putting, you know, like when you make a recipe, you put in faith, you put in courage, you put in strength. All of this stuff works together.
Yeah.
Because you always come out ahead. You always come out victorious. And that's what that God wants no more than that for us is to be victorious.
Oh, wow.
And to also know that he loves us.
And let's go back to your mixing bowl analogy. It's hard for me to relate to since I don't bake. But I did as a child. My mother made us. And I remember putting in all kinds of ingredients that did not look very. I would not have eaten a stick of butter, you know, just pick up a stick of butter. I would never have eaten a cup of flour. I would never have eaten a pinch of salt. Or sugar, or I would have eaten a whole bag of chocolate chips. But when you use a Toll House recipe and you make chocolate chips, it's the final product. But you put all those ingredients in, right? They are all necessary to get to that process. People, healing is a process. Ring the bell in there. Is it there? Healing's a process for a lot of people. It doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't happen just once. It casts out for some people that, let's say you've been in a bad marriage, and as years go by, you begin to let go of some of the resentments and some of the bitterness, you're being healed.
Amen.
The loss of a child. It's not that you ever forget what happened, Megan.
No.
But you can share the victories from the loss of Grayson.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And in relationships that have gone sour and someone's left you or left you with children to raise by yourself or whatever the case may be, or an employer fired you and there's hurt and there's resentment. People, we have a responsibility to deal with those things. And when we put in some forgiveness here, and we put it and some more, just some time, maybe talking it out or going and apologizing or saying, God, I choose to move on in this. And as we put all of those ingredients together with the word, you know, we get chocolate chip cookies.
Good chocolate chip cookies.
Your mother and I ate 13 while she was here in February.
But you haven't done it this time.
We haven't, but we pulled up to McDonald's. We were going to order one each, and of course they're cheaper for three. And then we thought, then we'll have them eaten in just like 5 minutes. So we ordered 13. It took a few hours to get those nailed down.
Yeah, we wanted to take a break.
But that metaphor, to go with that, Megan, because, I mean, seriously, chocolate chip cookies is what you get, which is delicious when we put the ingredients together in the right way. And forgiveness, letting go of somebody, what they've said to you, what they've done to you, how angry they've been with you or you have been with them, all those ingredients have to go in there. You know what I'm saying? And the word in there, et cetera.
They do. And then, you know, the other part of the process is baking.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about baking.
And the time.
Although I love cookie dough without being baked.
Yeah. Oh, yes. But don't get me started on that.
Yeah, that's good, too.
But, you know, that process of baking, too, is another curing process of this peeling of the recipe, if that makes any sense. But it does, because there are things that have to go into place for your healing to come. And it, like Pastor said, it is a process, and you have to be prepared for that process. And I think that's why in the scripture it says that, you know, that Jesus said, "Let me forgive you of your sins."
Right.
So that you can
claim the paraplegic, yes,
and be healed.
Right.
Because you got to let go of the junk.
You got to let go of this stuff to receive your healing. And science, medical science, has proven that cancer, it has a lot of roots in bitterness and unforgiveness. And holding on to grudges and that kind of thing. People, that's got to be, and here Jesus says to this crippled man, hold out your hand. He had something to do. He had to believe and he had to reach out his hand, and as he reached it out, he was healed. Betty, talk to us about this before we do this next song. Love us.
Well, one of the things that you have to realize that once that finished product is done, it's good. It's good. And that's what God wants for us. He only wants goodness. And once we be, you know, once he's so faithful, and once, you know, once the stirring starts, that's when the healing begins. You begin to mix all of those things together. That's when that's when the goodness starts.
Once you start turning the spoon.
Yep. And sometimes we don't turn that spoon enough.
That's right.
And we give up.
You can't let it sit on the counter.
And you can't just eat butter.
No, you can't. It'll make you sick.
Flour.
Oh, I've sugar. Ate butter.
I'm salt. Weird.
I am weird. I have ate butter. And
okay, Megan, I'll let you deal with that with your mother. We'll the healing has begun, Matthew West.
Carry the weight of your secret for way too long, thinking if there is a place called forgiveness, you don't belong. Oh, but freedom can never be found behind those walls, so just let them fall, just let them fall. The healing has begun. Whoa, the healing has begun. How long has it been since you felt anything but shame? Child, lift up your eyes, 'cause mercy remembers your name. Those tears you've been holding back, let them fall like rain, 'cause today's the day. Yeah, today's the day. Oh, the healing has begun. Oh, the healing has begun. Oh,
There's a world full of people dying from broken hearts, holding on to their guilt, thinking they fell too far. So don't be afraid to show them your beautiful scars, 'cause they're the proof. Yeah, you're the proof. Oh, the healing has begun. Oh, the healing has begun.
Love it. And it has, dear one. Has it begun in you today? You may need to go listen to this show a few times. It's usually up on podcast at least by Thursday, if not before. Sometimes it's quicker than that. You need to listen to this show a few times. Get it down on the inside of you. The healing has begun. Why do we need this, Megan? Why do we need healing?
We need healing because the struggles of life are difficult. This walk is full of difficulties, and those difficulties can leave hurt behind. And there is no need and no reason for any of us to die from a broken heart. None of us. Because
people do, though, Megan.
They do.
I've known people who have died of a broken heart.
But there's no need for that to happen,
Pastor. I mean, emotionally, but also, you know, heart trouble. But and, you know, you never know where that's coming from. If it's just years of being abused.
Sure.
Years of being hurt. Years of pain and anguish. Suicide. You know, that's dying of a broken heart. Something's wrong there. You know?
It is. And it's, does it make our Father sad? It really makes our Father sad. He doesn't want you to hurt. No. Ever.
No.
Because when you hurt, He hurts. And He wants to heal you.
About 4 or 5 weeks ago, we were shocked to find out that my grandson Levi's uncle, his dad's sister's husband, who I know pretty well, just went into work one morning and committed suicide. He's only 45 years old. We still don't know why. People still don't know why. These things happen, people. It's not, we don't live in a world that is free of pain and suffering. And some people may be right near you and they are contemplating suicide, or they are sick and they can't tell anyone, or they're sick in the head and can't talk about it. Talk to me, Betty.
This is a very serious subject. When you hurt, like Megan said, the Lord hurts. And it's hard to fathom. I can say this because I know many years ago, and I'm sure some of us, not all of us, have said that out loud. I just don't feel like there's anything to live for. You have a lot to live for. A few years ago, I thought my life was over, you know, because they told me I was going to have triple bypass surgery. The heart, they stopped the heart. And it's like, what if I didn't do what God wanted me to do? I was hurting. I was hurting when I went into surgery. I mean, mentally. What if I didn't do what I was supposed to do? What if I failed God in so many ways? What if I let Megan down? What if I let my grandson and my granddaughter and my husband down? What if I let them down? What if I let you down, Pastor? We all have to be aware of our surroundings. We have to understand that if you feel God pulling on your heart to call someone, or to send them a text and say, hey, I'm thinking of you, I'm praying for you, in the last few weeks, I've had a lot of that. God has awoken me at 3 o'clock in the morning and said, hey.
Like last night, you said that happened to you.
And it, all I could do was weep. All I could do was cry, because there were so many people that God brought through my heart, across my heart, in the spirit. Pray for them, Betty. They need me. They don't have the strength to do it. Can you do it for them? Of course I will. This morning, lying prostrate on the floor, is weeping and standing in the gap for someone who's been hurting. I mean, they were really hurting. And I knew it in my spirit, but I thought, you know, it wasn't for me. It was for a friend. And I want that friend to know how much that God loves he or she. And that he will never stop loving you, no matter what, no matter the law, whether there's loss, whether there's life, whatever. God is with them. God is with you, listener. And if you know, there are people that you can reach out to. You know, there's phone numbers you can call. But the one person who loves you more than anything else in this world, his name is Jesus. Talk to him. And we make fun of it. We call knee-mail. Just talk to him like I'm talking on the radio right now. It's like, Jesus, I need you. I need you now. And just as soon as you say Jesus, he is there. We can't see, maybe in some instances you will be able to see him. But he's promised he will never leave us nor forsake us.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know, and what you're feeling right now is compassion. And Jesus felt compassion for the leper in Mark chapter 1 or 2 that we talked about this morning in our service. When the leper came to him and said, Jesus, if you want to, you can heal me. And Jesus said, I want to. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for where that was. It is in Mark chapter 1, in verse 34, 8, 38, something. A leper came to him begging on his knees, if you want to, you can cleanse me. Deeply moved, Jesus put out his hand, touched him, and said, I want to be clean. Then and there, the leprosy was gone and his skin smooth and healthy. And Megan, Jesus is able to heal any grief, any pain, any sorrow, any physical problem, any mental, emotional problem. We just need to understand how great is our God.
Amen, Pastor. And you know, I have been in that place. I have been down on the ground as far as I could get, and I told the Lord, I can't do this. And you know what I heard? I can. We have to let him. We have to let him take care of us. It's not,
amen.
It's not up to us. It's up to him.
We have to surrender
to
his lordship in our lives. And we have to say, God, I need you more than anything. I need you. Oh, I need you every hour. I need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to you.
Well, it's like,
I need you, Lord.
It's like you said this morning, the number two, it's the unity with our Father.
Yes.
We have to
God
have that to survive.
Yeah, we do.
We have to have that unity with him to survive.
We do. And, you know, when we think we can go it alone, we can't. When we think that we're big and strong and, you know, I can handle this, I got strong shoulders, we can't. And something happens and we realize just how weak we are, you know? Something happens and we just realize, oh, God, I need you. Mm-hmm. I need your comfort right now. I need your peace right now. I need your joy. I need your healing in my body or my emotions. Talk to us, Betty. Oh, God is wanting to minister to some people right now.
Oh,
I don't know if you've gotten any emails.
No, I have not.
You have not. All right, we're just going to do a prayer general in a little while, but go ahead.
Well, that's why it's so important that you get into a body of believers. You cannot sit back and say, I don't need this. I won't have it. I don't need it. Yes, you do. You need that body of believers to help you, uplift you, to let you know that someone does care. And that's what you made reference to, you know, today is the unity.
Uh-huh.
The unity. Because if you're standing out there all by yourself,
mm-hmm.
and let's say just a pack of wolves come in, if you don't have that camaraderie with people that who will stand around you,
right.
who will undergird you with prayer, you're going to get eaten alive.
Yeah. Well, the devil is in 1 Peter 5:8-11, the devil prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour.
Amen. Amen.
But resist him firm in your faith. Right?
That's right.
That's what we got to do, Megan. We got to resist the devil. We got to resist those temptations to get so discouraged and so bogged down that we just say, life isn't worth living. You know, we got to resist that. Those are attacks of the enemy.
Yeah, they're nothing but lies.
Right.
If the devil is telling you right now that you have no purpose, I'm telling you right now, he is a liar. If he's telling you that you have no reason to live,
right.
yes, you do.
Yeah.
He is a liar. He's lying to you.
That's exactly right.
You do have a purpose here, a God-given purpose.
And sometimes it takes a while to figure that out, but I'll tell you, one of the best ways to figure it out is get yourself into a good Bible-believing,
Amen.
Teaching,
Amen.
Flowing in the Spirit, body of believers. Get hooked in.
Amen.
People that say, well, people just hurt me when I go to church. You know what? That's an attack of the devil. You got to resist that. You got to resist it in the name of Jesus. And you have got to fight it. You got to fight it.
You do. You got to fight to survive.
You do.
Yes, you do.
Hence the name of my book, Strength for the Fight.
Amen.
Betty?
Well, one of the things that we did just have one come in is for grief, for the hurting, the loss of life. There's no presence there anymore. That body is, you know, that spirit is gone. It's with the Lord.
Learning to live without them.
Learning to
temporarily.
Live temporarily. Temporarily. We had another Beaconite that lost a sister and a brother, you know, almost back to back. Again, that grief is real, people.
It is.
But I know someone who sent his only son and watched him die. I saw my grandson die. And God can restore that faith in you. And I just pray right now,
pray
Father.
Pray for this. Go ahead, Betty. Go do it.
If I may.
Please.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you and praise you for who you are and for the loving Father that you are. You're Abba Father. You are Poppy. You are the Father who loves us. So many of us maybe never had a father who could love us and protect us. You are my Heavenly Father. And I thank you, Lord God, that your arms are wrapped around these people who have lost loved ones, who have suffered the sadness and the loss of life in their own lives. Father God, I just pray that Psalm 91, that they rest under the shadow of the Almighty, that they will give their strength back from you, that you will encourage them, that you will comfort them through the power of your Holy Spirit. There is nothing greater than the love of the Heavenly Father, who will grant you the peace that passes all of our understanding, that there is nothing more that the Father wants than to hold you and to hold you close to his chest and say, rest, my child, rest, rest under my shadow. I will uplift you with my righteous right hand. There is nothing that I cannot do for you and your family, and I will give you rest. Cast your burdens onto me, those who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Climb up into his lap today, my precious brother, my precious brothers, my precious sister.
Right.
Let Jesus hold you.
Amen.
Let him love you
like
you've never been loved before.
Mm. Amen. Amen.
Great
and amen.
Is his faithfulness.
You know, we encourage you to send prayer requests to prayers@bohmglobal.com. This is a service that we offer. I mean, it's a ministry that we offer. And Betty, that you're right here, that you just heard her talking, Betty and Shell from our ministry and my associate pastor, Pastor Jim, pick up those requests, send out a prayer for your needs. Please use that prayer line. We want to be of a help and a service to you in time.
Amen.
of need. Terry McCallum, heal me. Make this your prayer.
Amen.
Testimonies constantly of miracles that take place in the worship atmosphere as His presence just sets upon us. He comes with healing in His wings. And right where you're at today, right where you're standing or sitting, if you need a touch from Him, I believe there is a healing anointing that He will release upon you even right now. So as we just sing this song a couple of times, would you just let faith arise within your soul and your spirit, man? Ask God to provide for you divine health from heaven to your soul or your body or spirit today. Sing it with me.
Oh, He.
Represented here, Lord. We desire as your bride to be complete and whole, restored to your fullness, Lord, that you designed for us at Calvary. And so, Lord, yes, indeed, let the fullness of your life be restored to these people today. Father, I pray that there will be a quickening to mortal bodies here. To you, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus, you are the healer. Oh, so come and heal me. Most High God, listen to your church crying out to you today. I need a brand new touch from you, my
God. It's our prayer for you right now.
I believe the fullness
of God's life settle down on you and change you from the inside out.
Let the fullness of your
Holy God, we just come before you right now. We believe you for a mighty move of your Holy Spirit. Let revival fall in this program, in our ministry at Beacon of Hope Ministries, and as our listeners branch out and reach out to people around them and in their own hearts and lives. Lord, let revival fall. Let the fire of your presence so consume us that it consumes the junk in our lives, and that we begin to deal with the things that we need to have healed, that we don't ignore them and shove them on down on the inside of us, but that we actually deal with them and we say, Holy Spirit, we need your healing in our lives. Lord, restore relationships that have been broken. Restore finances, restore jobs or marriages or whatever it is, Lord, that you're doing in individuals' lives. Lord, we just speak restoration and healing right now to the brokenhearted.
Yes.
For those that don't know you as our personal Lord and Savior, let this moment in time be that moment when they come to you humbly and say, come into my heart, live in me. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that God raised Jesus from the dead. And I ask you, Lord, to forgive me for anything I've ever said or done that was not pleasing to you. If that is your attitude, pray that to God. Confess it out loud. Read Romans 10, 9 and 10. Confess your salvation and believe God and see your life totally change. We pray a blessing on you. We pray that these moments that we've shared together will have changed your life for all eternity. And that someday we'll meet you in heaven and we'll be buddies. We'll be friends. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Talk to us, Megan.
You know, the heaviness of life can be uplifted.
Mm-hmm.
You can be covered
mm-hmm.
by his grace.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because his wings spread far and wide.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are dealing with grief, if you're dealing with hurt, it's time to let the Lord in.
Mm-hmm.
Because through those trials and through those hard times of life, for me, they keep me heaven focused. Because that's our purpose here. Is to bring heaven to earth. And we need to let the Lord cleanse us and heal us.
Amen.
So that we can share
yeah.
what the Lord's done for us.
Oh, and that's what it's all about. Because our grief or our pain or our suffering physically, mentally, financially, anyway, is a story. It's our story. It's who, what we share with people to give them encouragement and to help them realize that there is healing available. Healing has been. It's begun.
Amen.
It's begun today on the air. Betty?
If I may read a scripture, Matthew 11, 28 through 30.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners, are you tired? Are you worn out? Burned out on religion? Come to me, Jesus.
Yes.
Get away with me and you'll recover your life.
Amen.
I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me. And work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. It's from the Amen. Message Bible.
I used that in my Facebook post this week. I don't know if you remember that. And if anybody's missed that, go to hashtag loving is what that post
yes.
was. Marcia McAllister post this week. Because that verse, those two verses, God has really been speaking those verses to me the last few days. Because people are tired and they are weary and they are lonely and they are hurting. And they can't talk about it. They put on a happy face, Megan, so often they put on a happy face. Just put on more makeup if you're a woman or just dress a little better if you're a guy and try to hide the pain, you know?
Yeah, and there's no need to hide that from the Lord. Because he sees right through it.
Sees right through it.
He sees right through it, and he just needs you to say, help me.
Yeah.
Heal me, Father.
Right.
Here's all my junk.
Right.
Take it from me.
Exactly.
I need your peace.
Amen.
Everyone needs his peace.
We do.
Everyone.
I'm going to give you both a moment to do a final word here. We encourage you to go to our website, which is www.bohmglobal.com. It stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. Get acquainted with the ministry. I announced last week that we have acquired a brand new facility for us, much larger. And we are going to be having Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night Bible study and prayer meeting. And we will be telling you more about that as we get closer. Opening day is May 19th. You can put that on your calendar and join us that day for a very, very special service in our new facility, 2058 Weaver Park Drive, Clearwater. Looking forward to meeting some new faces and seeing you bring your friends along and see what God is doing and what God wants to do in your lives. If you want a copy of my book, Strength for the Fight, write prayers at bohmglobal.com or pastor, that's me, pastor at bohmglobal.com, $11, that's what those are. Check out our Thursday night show, Go Yard. I'm trying to get all the announcements in, 6:30 p.m. We have a lot of new exciting things that are going to happen as we move into a new facility. We're very excited about it. You two saw the rough place, right? Yeah, still needs a whole lot, but it's going to be turned into a marvelous habitation for the presence of God. Megan?
Yeah, those willing, working hands are going to go in.
Yes.
And make that place full of His presence.
Absolutely. Beautiful.
Yes. And I am so excited that what the Lord spoke. And we know when the Lord speaks, it will come to pass.
Yeah.
His Amen. Word does not come back void.
Amen. Thank you, Megan Kramer. Did you have another thought? I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Go Megan ahead. Kramer, Betty's daughter. Betty?
If I could drive this home.
Drive it home.
Matthew 11, again.
Go ahead.
Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion, or just burnt out, period? Come to me. Get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. In Jesus' name.
He just wants us to walk with him, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
He wants us to trust him.
Communication with him.
He wants us to learn to be healed, to allow the healing to happen.
Yes.
Not be stubborn. We're tired. We're weary. A lot of us are. The ministry of Beacon is all about healing, where healing happens.
Right. And, you know, the word is release.
Release. Release what it is, whatever it is that's keeping you from becoming all that God has for you. What a great show. What a great day. It's been nonstop, folks, for us at 7 a.m. And I'll tell you, it's been wild and wonderful. So glad Betty and Megan could be here this weekend with us.
We are blessed.
They were an integral part of the memorial service last night, and with the video and all of that that you guys did, we so appreciate you being here. Hope you'll come back soon from the cold tundra of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
As often as you need us.
Come every week.
Okay.
Listen to this. This has been Betty Thomas, her daughter Megan Kramer, and me, their buddy, Pastor Marcia McAllister, Pastor at Beacon of Hope Ministries. God bless you. Write your prayers to prayers@bohmglobal.com. We'll see you next week. Creek don't rise. We're going to be here. 3 o'clock.
Amen.
God bless you. Receive your healing. Listen to this as we go out today.
Your soul, in your spirit, man. Ask God to provide for you divine health from heaven. Your soul or your body or spirit today. Sing it with me.
Oh, heal me. Heal me. I need a brand new from you, my Lord. Jesus, heal.
Spirit, I pray that you'll just begin to move around this room. There are physical needs, there are emotional needs, there are spiritual needs, there are financial needs. There are so many different things represented here, Lord. We desire as your bride to be complete and whole, restored to your fullness, Lord, that you designed for us at Calvary. And so, Lord, yes, indeed, let the fullness of your life be restored to these people today. Father, I pray that there will be a quickening to mortal bodies here. As we look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, Jesus, you are the healer. Oh, so come and heal me. Most High God, listen to your church crying out to you today.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.
Deadly plane crash, New Zealand attack. I'm Ann Cates. The probe continues into the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet that killed all 157 on board. Correspondent Richard Quest.
They've started reading out the data from the cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorder. It's being done by the BEA, which is the French regulator. And according now to the Ethiopian transport minister, there were certain similarities between Lion Air back in October, that particular crash of the 737 MAX, and the Ethiopian 302 flight, the 737 MAX.
The National Transportation Safety Board and the Federal Aviation Administration are assisting in the investigation. Authorities in New Zealand are still working to identify all 50 people killed during a shooting rampage at two mosques so they can be laid to rest in accordance with Muslim tradition. U.S. Ambassador to New Zealand, Scott Brown, tells CNN's State of the Union that he has no interest in looking at the gunman's 87-page manifesto.
I don't give any credibility whatsoever to the ramblings of somebody who's rotten to the core and clearly is an extremist of the worst kind who could walk into two mosques and without any care whatsoever, kill people. I don't give any credibility to it. I'm not going to read it. I encourage others not to read it. I'm not going to give him the time of day.
A fund set up for the families of those killed or wounded in the terrorist attacks is